Yeah, I just thought about this. I did my Christmas party this past week. It was Wednesday. It's been kind of hectic the last few days, simply because I've been with my daughter. She's had the strep throat. Perfect timing, right? Trying to hit her stride in school and doing all these things, and bam, you get hit with a strep throat. So, but that's life, right? With kids, that's just how it goes. So, just been dealing with that. Getting better. Just in time for the Puerto Rican trip. But nevertheless, before chaos ensued, I had a Christmas party. And I was thinking about this. It was the first Christmas party I've ever done for any company. Because my first job out of college was with the Detroit Tigers in town. We didn't have a Christmas party. All we did was bolt out of town. Those 2 weeks were free. And so there was no parties whatsoever. And we had a small staff there. Had like four people, I want to say. Then you had Delta Airlines. We didn't do any of that. Especially during that time that I was on board. It was after 9/11. So there was no chance there were any Christmas parties over there. And working for the county, you know, you do any stuff like that, the taxpayers get all over it, especially in a conservative town. They expect taxpayers to be, or not the taxpayers, but the government workers to be slaves. And don't you dare have anything extra, because it's on my penny, right? So this was the first Christmas party that I went to, and it was a good time. In the company I work for, everyone has different offices and different locations as far as the admin staff. And it works out really good because you have to be an independent person for the most part. So I tend to work from home a lot of times, or I go to one of the offices from time to time, but I don't have to be there. Most of the time I work from home, which is great. And then the get-togethers, we have help in touching base with the staff and everybody that's affiliated with the company. So it's a good time. It was really good. And it was one of those things, you're celebrating the good times. As we all know, this 2018 is still doing good with the economy. But with the good times comes the bad, right? I'm more fretting of that more than ever, believe it or not, because I know how it is. I know that I'm living through that Great Recession back in 06 through 08. It was really tough stretch there for many of us because many people lost their jobs. And then from then on, the people, it was just a really tough deal, right? And I know that when times get good like this, people get greedy. People start forgetting about what things have happened. So I, in the back of my head, I tend to think of a plan to get ready for that. But yeah, the Christmas party was pretty cool because obviously you touch base with people, and there's women in there that just it's so funny because some women come with their men, and in the area I live in, there's a lot of money. So they'll come in with their, what I call sugar daddies, their boyfriends that probably are their item, right? Their security blanket. But then they'll want to take pictures with me. It's like, well, what do you want to take pictures with me? You're here with your man. You know? This lady just telling me, man, you're so hot. And her man's right there, like 3 feet behind. I'm like, well, what are you doing? And taking pictures with me. I'm like, what are you doing? Just the way it is. Like I said, these things are not going to change, by the way. When my daughter gets older, it's the same stuff, man. We talk about that all the time. I was talking to somebody about that as well. They were having a stalker, somebody calling them at 3 a.m. in the morning. They got a private investigator. Nowadays, I don't know if you knew this, but you can get a private investigator because they do digital forensics. That's the term in this day and age where they're able to track down anybody that calls you or anybody that's stalking you that's trying to do it on the down low. Just get one of those PIs that has forensics, digital forensics background or certification. Forget about it. They're found. They're caught. So for you folks out there, yeah, and it's funny because I had somebody reach out to me via Facebook. I don't know how they found me, but I think it was them. I don't know. Somebody that I talked to. But there's so many people that throw friend requests on Facebook, mostly for business. But I don't use that for anything other than for work, promoting work. But it was just interesting going to the Christmas party and dealing with the personalities, just people venting. And it's one of those experiences where I somebody that was talking to me about their drama, and my boss went ahead, hey, I need to talk to you. I was like, no problem. And he just goes on telling me, man, just try to bail you out from that one. I'm like, dang. You know, it's just so funny, man. People during the holidays, they can't put their stuff aside. I come from the premise that if you can't have a good time, then you shouldn't be out there, right, bothering anybody. Or if you don't know how to handle your dilemmas, then you shouldn't be in places where other people are trying to have a good time. You know, I remember going to Vegas one time, and there was this girl there, and oh my gosh, she was just so depressed. And it's not even about trying to hook up or anything. It's more about your energy, right? Because people go out there, they don't hook up. They just want to go out there, have a good time with their friends. And in some cases, obviously, if something more happens. But yeah, this girl was like, oh my gosh, you could tell she just went through a heartbreak or something. And she was just so down and out. Like, they basically just got dragged out to Vegas and probably was given the sales pitch that, hey, all things get better out here. And no, whoever broke her heart, man, did her a number. Whoever cheated on her, like Offset did to Cardi B. A bunch of rappers, male and female rappers. The male rapper just went out there and was apologizing via social media. It's been crazy, you know, how people take their beef to social media. Like, a lot of that stuff you should just keep in house. Kanye West and Drake, Cardi B and Offset, that stuff should be in-house. Because what happens is when, even though you're a public figure, it doesn't mean you have to have a public private life. Does that make sense? Like, I don't need to know what the heck goes on in your house. As long as you're entertaining me and you're cool and fun to see and not be around, because I'm not you're not a celebrity, right? But it's weird. It's really weird how there's this public expectation of people that are artists or movie actors, whatever it is, that they should expose their personal life. I don't agree with that. That's up to them to decide what they want to share or not share. But yeah, but they were putting their marriage business out there. I thought it was very fascinating. He was like asking for forgiveness, and he was trying to set up a threesome and got busted. And I'm sure that's not the first time he's had any success or failures in attempting to do such things. And you see all these men running out there that are cheating and like, yeah, man, go ahead, man, get your girl back. And that's the one part I will say. I didn't want to rant to dating or relationships, but it seems I've gone that way. But I was thinking about this, how men, in many cases, want loyalty, right? That's the one thing I always hear men talk about. Well, my woman, women are not loyal. Women are not there for their man. But the men are the first ones to go out there and cheat. Like, the men are always the first ones to go out there and jump ship. They are. And that's the problem that I have, is that you want your women to be loyal. You want your women to be committed. But then you have this double standard of it's not. Because if Cardi B was to say, okay, hold on, Offset, I'll take you back, but let me go ahead and make a sex tape with this dude. You watch it. This happened after you did that to me. Do you want to get together with me? Many guys couldn't be able to handle that. Guys will go crazy. And that's the problem that I have, is that, look, if you're going to go out there and do something, then you got to be able to take the heat. It goes back to when people talk about when people can be very offensive with their words and they notch to being frank and honest and being a straight shooter, but then when you give them the same medicine back, they can't handle it. I always go back to that. It's like, if you can't take it, then don't dish it. Always feel that way. And I think that when it comes to that level of cheating and infidelity, a lot of these men just want the woman to be there, loyal, right? And the justification for them is that I'm providing a lifestyle for you and you're the number one for me. But I have a right to go out there and, plant my seeds everywhere I go. And look, I looked into the biology of it. I was listening to a biologist about this, the studies of stuff. I mean, you could look it up. Brian Weinstein and his wife, I forgot her name, but they do a podcast, and they were talking about the biology, basically how men operate. And it's two categories. Like, there's men that love a woman, and there's a men that find a woman like loving, where that's a long-term partner. And then they find women that are hot, where they don't have any other objective other than to impregnate or to plant their seed in them. So for men, that's where the biology kicks in, that women will never understand that. We are built a certain way where men could be very loving to their wives, but then compartmentalize and then just have a one-off on somebody and not think anything of it. Maybe some women can think that way, but there's no, we don't have any connection with love and sex. You know, a lot of us do. And many of us control it very well, which is good. You know, many of us do a great job of controlling that and being able to be there for our women, right? Because I guess a lot of men, the men that do control it are the ones that they want that loyalty, and they're going to practice it as hard as it may be for them. Because I think monogamy is something that you have to work on. It's more of a behavioral thing. It's not something. There obviously there's some people that can really not want anything else, but there's a lot of desires, a lot of cravings out there because of the way our engine is built. I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just explaining the science. You could look it up. I'm not going to go into it, but that's from what I've gathered and the science behind it. There is biological differences, and that can't be disputed. So just very, very interesting. So going back to that party, yeah, it's just a very weird thing to see all. And then just seeing the ladies just levitate to the people they deem as popular. So let's just see the MC or the singer or somebody that has money. It's just really weird. I just sit back. That's one thing about me is that once I have my daughter, a lot of those things change where I don't have that desire anymore to be part of the elite per se. Like, I did have an inclination, but once I had a kid, I was like, you know, I just want to be a good dad. I just want to have, you know, $75,000 to $100,000 a year. That's all I want to make. I'm good. Get out a life insurance policy. Leave that for the little one. I'm good to go. You know, like that's kind of my mentality. It really is. It's just ride it out, enjoy the experiences, have enough so that you can do things, but live a simple life and not be extravagant with anything, right? But you still live in a town, in an area that exudes that. And people are always talking about their boats. And it was funny because I was talking to my friend about that. And he was saying, you know, I just get tired of that scene because all the people do is that they talk about people doing yard work on their house, or they had to have some maintenance people come to their, you know, investment houses. You know, they just have in a very subtle way talk about their lavish lifestyle. And good for them. And it's not, it doesn't annoy me. It's something that I'm totally fine with. But it's something that you realize that since when you're not chasing that anymore, when you're not wanting that anymore, and when you're talking to somebody that bases their value and their happiness on that, is a very weird thing. So when I was around the landscape of that, it was a very lavish place and people are dressed up. And, you know, ladies looking beautiful and all that. But it's a weird thing because you could sense that the money or the allure of that lifestyle is there. So it doesn't matter for a guy. And again, it goes back. I always go back to this because I see it. I mean, I see it in those kind of places. The guys that are known to have money are the ones that people levitate to. The ones that are singing are the ones that are dressed up nice. And, you know, all these things, right? It's just crazy. I mean, the stories that I was hearing, needless to say, it was like, okay, yeah, they're chasing for money. But that's what I always go back to, that no matter how we deny it or how many women want to deny it, at the end, the masses do want a man with money, with security, because that's their leverage, right? It's just no different than me or many men wanting an attractive woman. That's where you have trophy wives, basically. Trophy wives are that. They're attractive. We want attractiveness, just like a woman wants a guy that provides, that gives them that nice house and lets them decorate it and have trips and be able to stay home and make YouTube videos of their kids and put them on social media and become stars. Yeah, So it was just a very interesting thing to see when it comes to that. Christmas parties and the people in them are, but it was great though. I had a great time. So I'm looking forward to it all the time. You know, all I do in those, I just stay away. I just stay in my corner. I say hi. I take the mandatory pictures. And then after that, I just sit back and do nothing. I'm not chasing anybody. I'm not trying to talk to anybody. I'm so stoic. And I know I'm intimidating because I'm just not, I'm looking through people. I'm not here for this. I'm not here to talk. If you want to talk to me, sure. I have no problem, but I'm not going to climb that mountain. I know I'll talk to a friend of mine about that. And it just comes down to when I see somebody, I see the work I have to put into. Like when I see somebody that's very beautiful, that's dressed very well, and it's in a place like that, automatically I know that they're looking for that meal ticket or that they're not settling for anything less than something that they've experienced in the past, which I totally respect and I totally understand. So when you know you're not exuding that and you know you're not partaking in that, then it's a challenge, right? It's one of those things. But, hey, good for them. I don't blame them at all. But I know that I'm not going to work my charm on anybody. And I think that's where I differ versus a lot of men in the sense that I don't care to have a challenge to pursue anybody. I think that people really get off on that. People get off on the chase and pursuing, and whereas I look at it as a hassle. Like, okay, how much work do I have to put in? Okay, how much money do I have to spend on this person to maybe possibly see that I'm a good person? It's things like that that go through my head now. Like, I look at somebody, I'm like, nope. And it's not that, and I was being told about how people levitate to, basically, like, we don't go after hotness. We go after girl like next door looks. Like, genetically, we tend to go a little bit below our standards. And I can only answer this. The only reason I go below standards or just, I think, at my pay grade is simply because I know that it's not that I don't want to get above. I mean, if you give me celebrity that I love or Instagram model that I love, I'll take it in a heartbeat. Right. But the problem is that you know the headaches that are coming with that. Anybody knows if you're talking to a girl that has 10 million followers and you're dating her, it's going to be a problem because the person more than likely knows what they're going to be calling the shots. They're going to be saying, well, I'll run this thing. And it's not like a partnership. It'll be more of an entitlement. That's the problem with those things is that people like that, instead of wanting to be good to their partner, it's more about them and entitlement. It's all about me. You worship me. And I don't want to be involved in anything like that. Whoa, man, I've been ranting a bit too long today. I got to go. Fight.